Reverend Bob Enyard for the rest of my life. I'm indebted to you. I got your documentary, Focus on the Strategy, that you gave me seven simple words that I will never look at another piece of pro-life legislation without saying those words.
But what are those seven words?
Seven words, and then you can kill the baby.
It's a bad law if it says, and then you could kill the baby.
And then you can kill the baby. If you do this, that real notification, your documentary, everybody in America who wants to be part of a good fight, they must get that documentary on the strategy.
Thank you, Bob Dornan. That was Bob Dornan, U.S. Congressman, fought for life for many years. We appreciate him and are thrilled with his endorsement for our video, Focus on the Strategy.
What I'm wanting is truth of the head. It gets beyond all the headlines you read. Don't need lip service with a wink and a nod. You need a man on a mission from God. Well, not to worry, here's Bob Enyard.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyard, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Well, if you go to our website, kgov.com, kgov.com, it's missing. It's not there. But there is a huge notice of a rally tomorrow, December 1st, in Denver, with one of my heroes from the Pro-Life Action League, Joe Scheidler. Back in the 80s, I wrote a book called Closed. What was the title of that book? Joe Scheidler, thanks for joining me in studio.
Well, I went through a lot of titles, and I had to have my lawyers look it over. It was called Closed, 99 Ways to Stop Abortion.
99
Just
ways.
Straightforward.
And that was my training manual for learning how to fight abortion on the streets. So thank you for writing that. And since then, I'm sure we've trained hundreds of people to go out to the streets and hear our local Planned Parenthood. We count every save. We call it a confirmed save if the mother tells us she changed her mind. And we average just over 100 babies a year at this one Planned Parenthood, our Denver Bible Church folks.
That's wonderful.
Isn't that neat? But thank you for, you know, you have a part in that, for teaching us.
Well, you know, we're on our third issue now. It's going to come out, a new edition that is going to be pretty much up-to-date, modernized, with all the communications methods we have now, techniques, mm-hmm. and some of the things that worked but not that well, we've modified and arranged and changed. So watch for a new book in the spring.
All right, that's exciting. A new book of Closed, 99 Ways to
Stop Abortion.
Stop abortion.
Somebody said shut down the abortion industry. But stopping abortion is fine with us. We want to stop every abortion, mm-hmm. everywhere. Mm-hmm. And that's what we try to teach in this book, methods of doing that.
That's exciting. Now, tomorrow there's going to be a rally because we found out that, lo and behold, Planned Parenthood is trying to build an abortion facility here, a 52,000-square-foot abortion facility in Denver, Colorado. And this has happened in Illinois near you guys. In fact, in a few minutes, we'll be talking to Eric Scheidler, your son, who's heading up that effort in Aurora, Illinois, against that new abortion facility. But there's one here, and you are going to be speaking at this rally tomorrow. So thank you for coming out to this.
Hey, I'm glad we did. We were so glad to find out that you guys are working against this. You have an advantage that we didn't have in Aurora in that it's under construction. Mm. This thing in Aurora was built. Mm-hmm. They were putting in the trees and, you know, the shrubbery when we found out that it was an abortion mill because they are so deceptive.
Right, and Planned Parenthood deceived even the local authorities.
Well, they can't tell the truth. Mm-hmm. You know, people whose patron saint is the father of lies are naturally not going to have much acquaintance with the truth. Mm. They can't do it. I noticed this thing they put out here where Planned Parenthood is talking about me coming to Denver. I mean, it's just full of lies. Everything in it is a lie.
Yeah.
But that's all. It doesn't make any difference to them. Mm-hmm. They're in the business of killing. Mm. That's how they make their money, by killing children, by ruining women's lives, by corrupting our youth. That's their business. And so truth means nothing to them. That's why it's so important that we tell the truth.
A number of subcontractors thought they were working for United Airlines.
Sure.
All the construction permits, downtown Denver, city and county building, they're taken out in the name of United Airlines, of all things. So United Airlines released a statement saying, we sold that building in January 2007. We have nothing to do with it.
Right.
But pretty bizarre that literally the construction permits are in the name of United Airlines.
Well, you know, in Aurora, of course, that's how they operate. One of the men working there got the strong notion that this is an abortion facility, from the bulletproof glass, from the suction machine, so on. He went to his priest. He was bothered. Mm. It bothers some people if they're building a place of destruction of life. Mm. And his priest then, he notified one of our friends who let us know. The investigation started. Eric started looking into it. We find out it's an abortion clinic. Now, this is a dirty trick to bring people in to construct something.
Unknowingly.
That unknowingly, for years and years, they will be part of the Holocaust of this nation. People have consciences.
Yeah.
I have, you know, Roe of Roe v. Wade, Norma McCorvey, she was dragged into a case in which turned out to be the case that gave us abortion on demand. That poor woman suffers and suffers from her involvement in abortion because it's murder. And that goes on through your whole life. These poor people working on that building are going to have nightmares over that.
She's asked through her attorneys, the Supreme Court, to reopen her case because she's pro-life. Same thing happened that day. It wasn't only Roe v. Wade. We also got, you remember the name of the decision?
Doe v. Bolton.
Doe v. Bolton.
Sandra Cano.
And she is now pro-life. When in history does this happen? The answer is never, where plaintiffs win at the Supreme Court and they go back and say, please reopen our case. We were wrong.
They won't do it.
They won't do it.
They do it. It's become the law of the land, they try to tell us.
But we'll keep fighting for them to do it. Right. So on Wednesday, we have pro-life activists, of course, at the construction site and crying out to the workers, don't do this. You're building a death camp. And three of the laborers on Wednesday threw down their shovels and walked off the job. They were angered that they were deceived. We've had a few now of the subcontractors tell us, we thought we were working for United Airlines. We didn't know it. It's an abortion clinic. We're not going to be there. They've had to replace some of the subcontractors. So this is being built by the oldest construction company in the country, Weitz, and we're calling this Auschwitz.
Auschwitz, yeah.
Auschwitz. Weitz,
well,
Construction.
And that's not borrowing a term at all.
No.
It is an Auschwitz, and there'll probably be more people killed here than Auschwitz Auschwitz if they keep going with this thing.
Yes.
So the people of Denver and the area have got to get together and stop the construction of this death chamber. Mm. It doesn't do your city any good at all to have, you know, the abortion mill in Aurora is the largest now in the country, 22,000 square feet. Yours is more than twice that much.
Yeah, it's a regional headquarters. So it's not only an abortion facility, but it's also their Rocky Mountain headquarters, which is just tragic. And they put out in that email where they lie about you in there, they put out their list of services they'll provide. They forgot to mention abortion.
Isn't that strange?
Left it out.
Usually they'll say it's only 10% of their business. They don't mention that everything surrounding abortion is part of is their business, contacting the women, the cleanup after all these things. It is their business. That's what it's an abortion mill.
Right.
That's what it is.
Exactly right. So the rally, actually, there are two different times tomorrow. And by the way, there are pro-life activists tonight that are going to be collecting signatures downtown Denver for our personhood amendment at 18th in California. That'll start at 4:30 and go through for the next 4 or 5 hours. So head on down to California and 18th if you can tonight. And the rally tomorrow, there's a rally at 10 o'clock at the construction site of this new abortion facility. But then at 12:30, we're going just one block over into the Renaissance Hotel for an indoor rally. So, Joe, you're going to be speaking at these, and I got to tell you, when Keith Mason and Will Duffy, who are heading this up, when they said that you were coming in, I was thrilled and asked right away, could I get Joe in the studio? And so it's an honor to talk to you.
Well, I appreciate it, and I hope people do take this to heart. You know, we are called to this work. We're living in a time that it's one of the worst times in history as far as respect for human life goes. We were in a strange time in this country, especially where we tell people to come here because this is a land of opportunity and all that, and where our own governing body originally, our founding fathers wrote into the Constitution, Declaration of Independence, protection of human life. That's what this country is about. If we don't protect human life, if we don't respect people, then we're nothing. And we have become an absolute scandal to the world with our abortion, permissive abortion laws in this country. So the people that live here, we're not going to survive this. Remember when I read Roe v. Wade back in 1973, I said, this is a suicide note. The country, in governing bodies, the Supreme Court, has written a suicide note. The way you destroy a nation is to destroy its young. And we have murdered over 50 million of our children in surgical abortions alone, let alone the disastrous pills and chemicals and devices that women are using. We're ruining our women's health. We're doing so many evil things that people cannot sit by and let it happen. We've got to fight it.
Yeah, and we are here with Joe Scheidler from the Pro-Life Action League from Chicago, who's out here to help us to fight against this new abortion facility being built in Denver. And Joe, this morning, a local, very well-known veterinarian, Dr. Ed Umlov, called me. He said, Bob, I talk a lot to young people, and I'm hearing this argument because he engages them in life issues. And they're saying there are not enough people to support Social Security. And when you get older, you have a duty to die. Old people should die because we don't want to support. Three of us have to support one old person. We don't want to do it. First, the lie is kill the kids, it's okay. Then you kill the kids, there's not enough people to take care of the old people. Then the kids say, kill the old people. And it's just this wicked, vicious cycle of dishonoring God and destroying humanity from within.
That's right. When you drop the natural law, the law of God, the divine positive law, you got nothing. You got nothing but chaos. That's where we are. Now, we're going to do something about it or not. If people sit it out, wait it out, let someone else do it, let George do it, let Joe do it, let Bob, you know, we're in trouble. That's why we have to have people show up. What I would like to see, and we must see here, is keep this abortion mill from ever being built. They've done it. They've done it other places. They did it in California one time. They tried it in Austin, Texas, you know.
That's right.
You've probably been in touch with our friend down there who kept them from pouring the cement.
And, Chris Dance. He's been here.
Has he?
He's been helping us. In fact, thanks to him, we started off with a meeting of subcontractors. That was the first meeting we had. And this is just a few days after this was exposed. And the next day, there's an article in the L.A. Times. It was really hysterical. Eric Scheidler's here. We have a meeting in the afternoon with subcontractors. How are we going to do this? And the next day, literally, there's an article in the L.A. Times of what the pro-lifers in Denver are doing to try to fight Planned Parenthood.
Right.
So do you think in a moment here we could switch to your son?
Yeah, let's bring Eric in because Eric lives in Aurora. And has been very active there for the times he's lived there, about 2-3 years. But the thing is, he got on this right away. Now, Eric's background is writing, is communications. He's very good at that. And he also has a great personality, sort of like his dad. And so people follow Eric. He's a natural leader. And they worked some miracles in Aurora, Illinois. And I'd like for Eric to give you
some of
the development
of that. And so we're going to switch microphones. Thank you, Joe Scheidler. What an honor. And this is tomorrow. I want to give the location. Come on out to the construction site, which is at 38th and Pontiac. 38th and Pontiac. And if you know the Denver area, I-70, head out east toward the airport where the old Stapleton was, I-70 in Quebec. You go south just a couple blocks to 38th, and you head back west, and it's right there. It's one block in is the abortion facility, and right there is the Renaissance. So Quebec and 38th, that's really where you got to head. And it's 10 in the morning, and then that's at the construction site. And please come out. If you've never gone to an effort to stop the killing of unborn children, you owe it to yourself, to the Lord, to your neighbors. And Joe Scheidler is the father of pro-life activism in America. It truly is an honor to have him here in the studio, Bob Enyart Live. And now we have Eric Scheidler. Eric, it's a pleasure to meet you. I never heard of you until all this blow up in Aurora, Illinois.
Well, you're not the only one. I'm fortunate to not only is Joe Shidler the father of the pro-life movement, he's also the father of me, and I'm particularly grateful to him for that.
Yes.
Well, when we learned that they were going to be building this abortion clinic, well, that this abortion clinic had effectively been built,
right,
a little bit of drywall going up, some bushes and trees. You know, I lived in Aurora, and I started going over there and photographing. We had intended to do what you guys have done so very effectively here and to reach out to the contractors, but it was really too late. The last few contractors working on the building were really committed to it. By this time, they knew what it was, and they didn't care. So we really had no opportunity to stop them. What we could do, though, is the one thing we can always do, which is to turn to God in prayer. So we launched a 40-day round-the-clock prayer vigil. We needed to pray, we knew, on a biblical scale. So we got all the local churches together, brought together some of the people who had been working in pro-life in the area, and that group just began to mushroom. People felt called to this in a way that they hadn't before. And one of the great miracles of the time that we've had in Aurora was seeing people come out for the first time. I remember one day I was visiting the prayer vigil, and there was a family coming back to the parking lot where we, you know, typically park. And I approached them and said, "Are you guys coming from the prayer vigil?" And they didn't know who I was. And they said, "Yeah." And I said, "Well, I'm Eric Shidler, and I want to thank you for being here." They knew my name because they got my emails. And they just lit up. The mom and dad said, "Well, we are so thankful that you invited us to come out here. We have always been against abortion, and we've told the kids about abortion. But this is the first time we've done something out on the street, in the front lines, and
wow,
we just feel like God has blessed us."
Wow.
And this is a story I've heard over and over, yeah, and over again. People who had never done anything, who have taken leadership positions.
Right.
There's a woman named Jane Fonner, one of my favorite activists in Aurora. And she volunteered to be our first day captain in charge of the first day of the vigil.
Wow.
And this was, understand here, this 40-day round-the-clock vigil, you know, there was a 40 Days for Life campaign around the country. They planned for months. We had 3 days to plan a 40-day round-the-clock vigil, and Jane Fonner stepped forward to be the captain of the first day. And I was very thankful to her for that because I was desperate to get people to be in charge and to help me. She had never done anything like this before. She brought a cooler of water for the first hour of the vigil and decided to keep replenishing that cooler. She became our water girl. That became her mission, to fill the water cooler every single day. And that was her first step, just a very small thing,
right,
putting water bottles in a cooler.
Wow.
Was what brought her into the pro-life movement. And now she is one of our most reliable, hardcore pro-life activists.
That is thrilling, Eric, because each person who's willing to do something to stand up against the killing of unborn children, God blesses our effort through his kids who are loving and honoring him and saying, "Use me, Lord." That's how it happens. When some new person comes through our door, let's say at Denver Bible Church or even here at the studio, Bob and Yurt Live, we are so thrilled. Here's someone who's willing to serve God and love their neighbor. It's exhilarating.
It really is, and people need to realize that. This is not a matter of, "Oh, gosh, I have to get up and go fight abortion today."
It's, right,
I have an opportunity today to serve God in a way that will be so very pleasing to him and that will bless my life today.
Yeah, that's right, and it is true. When we go to these events, we've been protesting at the homes of the construction executives. And people say, "Well, what are you doing that for?" And we say, "We can't think of anything better to do." "And why don't you do something more effective?" We say, "What? Tell us and we'll do it."
What could be more effective than stopping an abortion clinic from killing babies, keeping it from being built?
And we can think of nothing more effective toward that goal than putting pressure on the executives building the abortion facility. And the police, they come out and they say to us, "You know what, guys? You guys are so respectful and organized. We're more worried about the residents than we are of you guys. You guys are great. Thank you."
That's been our experience in Aurora, too, where we have had trouble with the police because of the higher-ups in the city who seem to really be in very close cahoots with Planned Parenthood.
That's typically the
case.
We'll
see what all comes out during the upcoming lawsuits. But on the ground police, we've had great relations with.
Yeah. Planned Parenthood has this habit of taking the wives of judges and putting them on their board. They do this all around the country. They do it here in Denver. They're in cahoots with the child killers. But we had a barbecue last Sunday afternoon? We had a grill out in the street in Greenwood Village and 40 people and hot dogs and cheeseburgers and cold drinks and chips. And we really do have good fellowship when we get together, even though it's a tragic battle that we're in. But it's like you watch a war movie, you know, with John Wayne, and these guys are fighting a bloody war, but they grow to love each other. And you build friendships that you know will last a lifetime, in fact, they'll last forever.
It's amazing, and I've seen that again and again in Aurora, that the opportunity that we've had to build bridges across parts of the community. One of the most beautiful things out there has been the relationship between Catholics and Protestants who have come together. And you know, I tell you, I've been so blessed by the opportunity to pray and to sing hymns out on the sidewalk. Mm-hmm. And one day we were going down to federal court. You know, this has been a big battle in Aurora with multiple lawsuits. And one of the stories along the way was a trip to federal court where Planned Parenthood was trying to force the city to let them open before fully investigating the questions of fraud. And I drove down with a bus load of folks from Aurora, about half of them Catholic, about half Protestant, had a couple pastors in there. And we all started singing hymns that we all knew together. In four-part, five-part harmony spontaneously. It was so beautiful. And that's, I mean, when else are you going to get to sit in a van load of people and sing hymns in harmony? It's just amazing.
Yeah, now, you guys in Illinois, you're better singers than us here in Colorado, I think, because we really struggle to keep a tune. But I think we did pretty well last time at Gary Megason's home. He's the senior vice president of this White's Company construction firm. And they're the general contractor. But we've been going to their homes and even the homes of subcontractors, one up in the middle of the mountains who was actually shocked that anyone even knew where he lived. And people approached, knocked on his door, gave him a handwritten letter, and just asked him, please reconsider. Don't build this child killing center. He talked to us on the phone the next day, and you know, we don't know if he finished the job or not, but he said, I'm done. I'm not going back there. I said, will you build another abortion clinic? He said, no. And so we're thankful.
And that's good for him, too. You know, and I'm kind of envious of you guys out here. You have the opportunity to reach out to these guys that we never had. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we can't abandon them either. Imagine them having to stand before Christ and explain how they helped to build an abortion center.
Right, right, exactly. And so we have had some subcontractors say, we're out of there. We're not doing it. We've noticed that the White's Corporation, they've had to replace subcontractors, the exact same kind of contractor. Mechanical systems gone. Here comes another one. Then we focus on that one. They're gone. Here comes another one. So, but God has blessed us too in weird ways. I wonder if I could tell some of these like secret things we've never said.
Yes.
We go to the Joe Scheidler in the back of the studio said, yes, we go to the White's Corporation, and they're in Denver Tech Center. That's where their headquarters is. And we go there, and I'm going to say this publicly. We've never said it. Where we protest every week at the same time, same place, in the gutter, is laying this trash. And what this trash turns out to be is an extensive handwritten notebook from a White's employee with all their contacts, all their subcontractors, phone numbers, page after page after page. Now, did that float out of this building to our feet? Did someone in White's want to undermine the effort and give that to us? I don't know, but we're thankful to the Lord that we have this subcontractor's contact notebook from the White's Corporation.
That sounds like some guardian angel activity to me.
Isn't that pretty cool, Eric?
That's great.
So, and that's one of so many stories.
Hey, let me share a story from Aurora like that, where things just play into your hands. We had, from early on, we wanted to get the churches involved very closely. And we began to work right away with, we had one Catholic woman and one Protestant woman who got together, and they contacted all the churches in the area and began to get pastors to sign on to a statement opposing Planned Parenthood and standing up for life. We worked on this for weeks and weeks and weeks. At the same time, we were doing this thing called the Jericho March, where just like Joshua, we were going to march around the block. It was about a mile and a quarter, the block where this building is situated. That was the one route we could take on public space. We did that for 6 days in a row.
Wow.
And on the seventh day, just like Joshua and his armies, we were going to march around seven times and have this big prayer event. We had banners made with sort of crusader, you know, pennants on them, and it was very powerful. And we had hundreds of people showing up every night at dusk to do this prayer walk.
Wow.
Very powerful. Well, what happened was Planned Parenthood decided, well, looks like we're having a little bit of a PR problem here. They began to see that something was happening. They ignored us at first. So they decided to get some pro-abortion clergy together and have a little press conference in downtown Chicago.
Wait a minute. They have a policy of non-engagement, I thought. And here are Eric Scheidler heading up this effort.
They tried for a while to blow it. Yeah, they wanted to leave us alone.
Ah.
So finally they got this clergy statement together about eight clergy they found. They weren't even from the area. A standing statement saying abortion is a wonderful thing, a kind of sacrament. And little did they know that we had a statement coming out in the newspapers just a few days later. So what we decided to do was, well, they held a press conference. It was the first time the press, the local broadcast media, all got really interested in the issue. We had a little bit of coverage, but everyone pounced on it when Planned Parenthood had their press conference. Mm. Now, that gave us an opportunity to have a press conference at our Jericho March finale. Also, the city of Aurora decided we don't want them marching through the neighborhood seven times. Mm. They got sick and tired of us. They realized we were getting to be a problem, too. So they went into federal court to try to stop the Jericho March. So suddenly we have the cameras all looking at the federal court. We have the cameras all looking at the pro-abortion clergy. Our Jericho March, 1,000 people came out. And because the city stopped us from going seven times around the block, but only one, all of those people were there when the cameras showed up. So we looked like we had the hugest group.
Yeah,
we had all this media attention that would never have given us the time of day if it weren't for the fact that Planned Parenthood had tried to say we had 120 pro-life clergy from the area, signed this statement, showed what the support really was.
That is phenomenal.
Look how they played into our hand.
That is phenomenal. 120 pro-life clergy. You know, in Colorado, we should attempt to do something like that with our personhood amendment also.
Absolutely.
So that's going strong. That is just a thrill. The training that's happening around the state of Colorado to teach people how to carry a petition and get signatures. Okay, so this event tomorrow's December 1st already. Boy, the older I get, the quicker these years go by. December 1st at 10 o'clock out at the construction site for this new abortion facility. And then at 12:30, just one block away inside the Renaissance Hotel, this is at Quebec and 38th. That's the easiest way to say it, Quebec and 38th. And it's right off of I-70, out by the old Stapleton Airport. You get off on Quebec, head south a couple blocks to 38th, and then west, just one block. It's right there, Quebec and 38th, 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, and then 12:30 in the Renaissance. And at the 10 o'clock event, you're going to get tickets, and the indoor event only holds 300 people, so make sure you get a ticket at the 10 o'clock event. They're free. But you may need one if there's more than 300 people. You may need one. It's at the Radisson. It's at the Radisson at Quebec and 38th. All right, at the Radisson Hotel. Glad for that correction. And if you need any more information, go to our website, kgov.com, and you'll see the site is gone. KGov, who stole kgov.com? The site is gone, but instead you'll see Joe Scheidler's photo, a tremendous a banner advertisement inviting you to join Joe Scheidler of the Pro-Life Action Network and Eric Scheidler for a rally to stop Planned Parenthood from building America's largest abortion facility here in Denver. Thank you, Joe Scheidler. Thank you, Eric, so much.
I hope to see so many people out there tomorrow and many for the first time.
Please, I pray to God. Please come out tomorrow, 10 and 12:30. Maranatha Christian Center, what a wonderful school in Arvada, Colorado, and our website is kgov.com.